Introduction Unit, Lesson A, Exercises 5 and 6. Speaker 1.
Some people find English grammar difficult, but I've never really had a problem with grammar. I like learning rules. I guess it's just the way my mind works. What I find most challenging is speaking. You have to work out what to say and how to say it at the same time, and that's really difficult. One thing you can do that helps with speaking is not to learn words in isolation, but to learn them in context, in set phrases. So, for example, with a word like difference, you can learn make a difference, tell the difference, what's the difference between X and Y, and so on. I've memorized loads of set phrases like that, and it really helps because they're always ready to use, at the front of my mind, so to speak.
Speaker 2.
Listening has been, without doubt, the most difficult area for me. The first time I went to Britain and had face-to-face conversations with native speakers, I was completely lost. I could hardly understand a thing. It was an incomprehensible stream of sound. I couldn't tell where one word ended and the next started. It didn't help that I was in Glasgow, where they have quite a strong accent. But then I started to watch British and American films with subtitles. It's no good if they're dubbed. I've probably watched 30 or 40 films over the years, and it's really helped to improve my listening skills.
Speaker 3.
What's the most difficult aspect of learning English? Well, I think it's learning vocabulary. There's just so much of it, thousands of words, and it's quite difficult to remember them. But I've found the best way to improve my vocabulary is not necessarily to learn lists of vocabulary out of context, but to read lots. I've read quite a few stories and novels in English. For example, Hemingway's The Old Man and the Sea and Holes by Louis Sachar. I look at news websites too. I look up words when I really can't understand something, but I don't look up every word I don't understand. I find that words that I read again and again soon become part of my active vocabulary.
Speaker 4.
At first, I found pronunciation very difficult. I just couldn't get my tongue round some of the sounds. For example, long and short vowels, like sit and seat. But with practice, my pronunciation has improved a lot. I still have problems with intonation, though. People's voices go up and down much more in English than in Spanish, and the stress patterns are very different. The only thing to do is practice a lot and try to copy native speakers' pronunciation and intonation. Social media is good for that. I've been in touch for a while with a guy in America who's learning Spanish. That's really helped my English. And I've been helping him improve his Spanish, too.
Speaker 5.
Grammar and sentence structure are the most difficult things in English. One good thing is that there aren't lots of inflections in English. So, for example, verb endings don't change too much. But in Japanese, the word order is completely different from English. The verb is always at the end of the sentence. We also use tenses in a completely different way. For example, To say it was hot, we change the form of the adjective, not the verb. It's also difficult to choose which tense to use. Should it be past simple or present perfect, will or going to, or even present continuous? So you have to study the grammar really hard and do lots of grammar practice exercises.